Good afternoon. This is the KBOO Afternoon News Update. As the coronavirus devastates New York, shocking statistics have come out revealing gross disproportions in its death toll. Of 10,000 dead in New York, 3,400 are Latinx and 2,800 are Black. In Oregon, the death rate has shown an acceleration since April, and 53 Oregonians are dead from coronavirus infection, according to the most recent accounting by the Oregon Health Authority. The greatest single center of deaths in Oregon continues to be senior healthcare facilities. In the wake of the disastrous slow walking of COVID-19 testing in the U.S. by the Trump administration, the FDA has loosened restrictions on a different kind of test that would show whether a person has antibodies that indicate whether they have survived a coronavirus infection. At Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, researchers have developed a blood test that can detect antibody responses in people who have been exposed to the virus. Antibodies are reactive proteins created when a person's immune system is fighting off a virus. Dr. Anish Mehta, an associate professor of infectious diseases at the Emory School of Medicine, says the test can be processed in about 24 hours. The Emory test would indicate whether a person has developed antibodies after being exposed to COVID-19 at some point in time. Mehta says the test is highly sensitive and targets a very specific protein on the surface of the virus. He did not say whether the test would become widely available. A local Atlanta news station quoted Mehta saying, quote, "If someone has antibodies that are positive on this test, if we detect antibodies on this test, we are confident that they did become infected and that they have COVID-19, whether they had mild or moderate or severe or maybe very little symptoms at all." The FDA has not fully approved any antibody test for the coronavirus, but according to CNN, one test made by Cellex Incorporated has been granted emergency use authorizations. Since the FDA issued the policy, more than 70 developers have come forward with antibody tests, the agency said on April 7th. The lack of extensive testing may produce spotty results, according to at least one doctor. However, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said last week, quote, "Within a period of a week or so, we're going to have a rather large number of antibody tests that are available," end quote. Though it is far too late to begin widespread contact tracing with tests for live coronavirus, the introduction of antibody tests could allow some normalization of human activities with persons who have presumably become immune to reinfection. Some analysts believe that the apparent reinfection phenomenon observed in South Korea may actually be due to false positives from the initial testing rather than a second infection with a novel coronavirus. The government of Spain has announced its support of the UN effort to remove deadly U.S. sanctions against Cuba during the pandemic. The Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, has called for an end to sanctions against Cuba, Venezuela, and Iran so that they can acquire medical supplies amid the global health crisis. The Spanish Minister of Foreign Affairs, European Union, and Cooperation, Arantxa Gonzalez-Laya, said, quote, "We have to make sure that everyone has the means to fight this pandemic," end quote. The Spanish minister made the statement while participating in a video conference meeting with the EU foreign ministers held Friday, where the matter was discussed. Spanish Minister Laya explained that all sanctions have a humanitarian clause to allow assistance in case of emergency, and COVID-19 definitely qualifies as that sort of contingency, he said. So it is now necessary for the world to arbitrate so that this exception is implemented against the sanctions. The U.S. has continually impoverished Cuba with sanctions for 60 years to punish its people for choosing socialism. The Washington Post says in an article by Jeff Stein that 82% of the benefits of a tax change tucked into the coronavirus relief package Congress passed last month will go to people who receive more than $1 million annually. That is according to a report by a nonpartisan congressional body expected to be released today. The giveaway package inserted into the legislation by Senate Republicans temporarily suspends a limitation on how much owners of businesses formed as a pass-through entity can deduct against their non-business income, such as capital gains, to reduce their tax liability. The previous limitation was created as a part of the 2017 Republican tax law to offset other massive tax cuts to wealthy businesses. According to the article, quote, "Suspending the limitation will cost taxpayers about $90 billion in 2020 alone, part of a set of tax changes that will add close to $170 billion to the national deficit over the next 10 years, according to the Joint Committee on Taxation," end quote. Meanwhile, the Trump Treasury Department has given banks approval to confiscate $1,200 relief checks to pay outstanding debts. Strikers have demanded hazard pay, personal protective equipment, and other changes in several service-related industries in California and around the nation. Strikes have been organized in the last 2 weeks at Walmart, Family Dollar, Food Lion, McDonald's, Whole Foods, Domino's Pizza, Target, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, Subway, Popeyes, Purdue Meat Processing, and Amazon, among others. Medical workers have also mounted pickets. Service workers faced with sickness, death, and the possibility of infecting their loved ones are questioning the ethics and sustainability of working for low wages for wealthy owners and corporations. You've been listening to a KBOO Afternoon News Update. Here are the main points once again. coronavirus is revealing stark health disparities. Antibody testing is on the horizon. The UN has spoken out against U.S. sanctions. The rich are disproportionate recipients of relief funds. Strikers demand protection and pay. And the IMF predicts global depression. For KBOO News, I'm Teresa Mitchell.